Entertainment Man listeners, do you perform in front of a live audience but sometimes need a visual cue for your words or lyrics? Check out Black Box Prompter, the world's first smart teleprompter that gives you the confidence you need to perform your best. Get 10% off your next purchase with promo code EMPOD, like Entertainment Man, EMPOD at blackboxprompter.com.
You for the rest.
Let's go. Let's go.
Now you're tuned in to the best.
Y'all know the name.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Man Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Man on the Podcast. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. It is good to be back once again. And today, you probably noticed, first of all, the green screen's working. It's actually working better now with the lighting in the studio. And this is the first episode with video for the first time in months that we've had video here on the podcast. So it's good to be back into the saddle for that. And I wasn't planning until the 24th of April to start video, but I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do it now, just so you guys can get adjusted to it. And I think you guys want some new content, because I'm noticing the views haven't been the greatest on the channel. So I'm gonna start putting out some new stuff along with the old stuff as we continue on with the schedule. Now, shorts are gonna start this week. I promise you. I'm gonna do some Entertainment Man shorts from this for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every day for a couple of days. And I have a strategy with that. Well, Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesdays will be, no, I forget what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to cancel that. I'm going to talk about the whole thing. I want to talk about the whole schedule changes, because, you know, you're probably wondering, Chris, what's going on with the channel? What's going on with the podcast? What's going on with, you know, the content? I know we've not been the best for content. Well, basically, on Monday and Tuesdays, there'll be three times. There'll be a YouTube short, there'll be also a reel, and also there'll be the Entertainment Podcast on Mondays. And then Tuesdays, not this week. So what I might do is I might do some extra little reels tomorrow or today at some point and post those up throughout the day. I have a whole list. Like, I have a sticky note pad here of ideas. So I'm going to do a Motivational Tuesday special edition until Thursday, when Larry and I actually start recording some new episodes and we can do some shorts and memorable moments and something that will, you know, help with the shorts game as well. And then on Wednesday's Motivational Wednesday, that's where I do all the motivational stuff. Now I only have that 2 weeks. It's only, two in the day because of the CBO show coming out. So we kind of mitigated through, you know, putting up new episodes towards, you know, the motivational stuff as well. And yeah, it might, the 9 a.m. you'll probably have two things go up at the same time. That could be a possible thing. For now, until April 24th is when the Entertainment Podcast will come to a wrap with the older episodes, and I'm still uploading them to the website. I'm working on the website still, and hopefully today I'm going to get it finished and ready to go. So that is good. I hope so. I really hope to get there, you know. So Thursdays is a preview for the CBOW show, 9, 1, and 3. However, I might have to do some other little video or reel of some sort. I'll figure something out, don't worry. And then Fridays we're off. Actually, I'm taking Fridays from the shorts off because I'm looking at the calendar on my wall here. And then Saturday will be the preview podcast. I do have a social media stream on Facebook and Instagram. I'm going to be going live every weekend. Hopefully, I've been busy with hockey stuff. Now, Saturday, Sundays, I'll have a video for you guys. I'm going to do maybe an update video or something. I need to update you guys on a couple of things. I'm going to be trying something with the lights. I'm going to try to see if I can push them behind the screens. I don't know how tall they will be. That is the question. So I'm going to get Larry's help with that this week as well. But that's kind of like the scheduling for you guys. I'm getting text messages. It's only one guest. Yes. It's Sheldon texting. I'm getting one of my, Not really. Not one of my mods, but one of our loyal members on there. He's like spamming messages. Anyways, in Thursdays, we're going to be kind of focused. We're going to be focusing on, in the mornings on Thursdays, it will be like a big recording session, whether it's Entertainment Man podcast, but on the week, I guess it could be Thursday evenings for Entertainment Man podcast, because I don't know. I don't really know what to think, but, you know, I'm still kind of confused with doing three shorts a day, Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and then twice on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So I don't know how I'm going to manage that, and I got to figure it out. And I got to figure that out quick. Because, you know, I still have a video. I think I'm just going to do videos weekly. I'm going to change the schedule a little bit. Because I don't like the 9 a.m. slots. So maybe I'll leave up the morning and then the afternoon on Wednesdays. And then twice on Thursdays. And then on Fridays, nothing. And then twice on Saturday. So I think we're going to go. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm, you know, what I'm thinking about with, you know, creating a schedule. And I have so much going on. I have the blog. I have crispyontheweb.com. I got recording the podcast. I do my weekly streams on the Facebook fan page, you know. And hopefully maybe tonight, or I'm recording this the night before. So it's like 10 to midnight here, but on the Saturday. But I may do a short for that too. But anyways, I'm thinking when coming up with a schedule, and I think this is a big thing that you have to think about when you're coming out with our schedule for your content, is start small and then grow from there. Because, so Sunday's day off, Entertainment Podcast goes up at 1 o'clock. There will be no videos on Sundays. That's going to stay out of the thing. So Mondays will be like the blog, two shorts and / reels. Then the next day is like blog, two shorts and reels. And then it's going to be the blog, CBO Love Show, and there'll be two motivational YouTube reels. And then the blog and also the CBO Love Show. And then so forth and so forth, right? So, you know, I'm going to limit down. I think it's the best thing when you're creating an episode or a schedule for your content. And I'm so thrown off by my own schedule. But it's good to, you know, stop. You know, you need to stop. You have to stop. Start very small, and then you got to build up from there. You got to build up your content, and the more content, the better, right? So I'm going to start small, and then eventually I'm going to increase it as time goes on. Over the months, I'm going to start increasing it, and the shorts will be more. There'll be more shorts, and there'll be more episodes, and, you know, one day I'll be going to that schedule on there. But I'm going to leave it. I'm going to ignore the 9 a.m. But I'm going to do the 1 and 3 schedule and the occasional 9 and 1 or 3 schedules. And, you know, and the 1 and 3 schedule as well. So, like, I'm going to start small and I'm going to grow from there. Because we have a lot going on here. We have so much. We have, you know, episodes every Wednesdays and Sundays. And we have episodes on sometimes on Friday, so I have to get that done too. I do have to get that done, but I have to remember to, you know, balance between, you know, balancing, you know, work and life. And I'm just gonna make sure I still take Sundays off and not worry about it. Except today I'm working just because I'm trying to get the page done before this episode goes live, so I can actually put it up on crispyontheweb.com and it's gonna be there and ready to go. So hope that makes sense to you guys. So, you know, it's, you know, content is, it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work, and you gotta remember all the different elements, you know, from running blogs to doing shorts, doing editing, doing promotion stuff, you know, running the social media. It's like, there's so many different things and elements that there is to, you know, being a content creator. And this is probably one reason I want to actually start doing a little bit of coaching with you guys, and there'll be more information later. I'm working on it. I'm going to come up with a plan for that, but I am eventually going to start offering coaching, whether it's working on your blog, your podcast, website, YouTube. Oh my goodness. The podcast, blogging, you know, anything that has to do with content wise, I am going to help you guys, and I'm going to give back to the community. After almost 11 years, you guys deserve to, you know, have a little bit of support from the team and I. So, but I'll be doing a lot of the coaching on my own, but I'll let you guys know when that happens. Right now I'm not focusing on that at the moment. I'm getting things figured out first. That's important. It's always good to have a plan before you do something. And I've talked about that before in the past with a podcast. You know, you always have to have a plan. A plan A, a plan B, and all that. Like, again, I've talked about it. And you guys know my position with always having a plan. And you have to have a plan when you create content. You have to have a plan when creating content, because, you know, you need to have a structure in your content, and that's why I have a little schedule. And actually, here, hang on, for those on YouTube, this is my schedule. Looks like, I know it looks, there's a hole in it. Looks like there's a hole in it. I don't know if you guys can see me, but no, we can't. It's just blank, but it's because it's green. There's a green spot here, and that's the blog, but... You know, I have, I think it's because of the green screen effect. Hang on a second. I can actually go out of green screen effect for you guys on, see, there we go. I'm out of the green screen effect. You can see the green screen in the background, those watching on YouTube. But, I have a structure. This is a natural structure for me to creating content. So, I'm going to tweak a couple little things in there for now. I think there's one thing I want to tweak out of that for the time being. But, you know, you have to have, you know, structure. You have to, you know, you have to have a schedule. And that's the one thing I never did have when I was with the Video Projects team back then. We never had structure. We never had structure with the Video Projects team back in the day. So this is good that we are actually getting some structure done with Crispy on the Web Media. And we are really, we're doing good there. There, I won't be smacking my lips anymore for you guys. But, you know, yeah, like, that's the one thing we didn't have. And it just was really ridiculous not to have a schedule and to, you know, have some structure within Crispy on the Web Media. So it was just, it was strange. It was really, really strange methods that we had. But, you know, we learned, we live and learn from our experiences. And as a content creator, I've learned to have a schedule is really important when it comes to creating content. You have to have a plan. You have to have a schedule, you know, whether you're uploading once a day or once a week, you know, once a day, every day, twice a day, like McJugger Nuggets used to do when the Psycho series was still existing on YouTube. And a big shout out to him for doing that series. That was awesome, awesome series. But, you know, it is just so important. It is so important to have a schedule and a structure with your content. And nowadays, you have AI to help you too as well. Like, that's one thing you can use an AI tool and create shorts from it. And I'm going to try the AI tool on, site called Riverside, which is where we're going to be using it for a lot of the interviews. We're going to be on Riverside most of the time. We've tried StreamYard. The quality wasn't that good. It's not the camera, because the camera is brand new, and it's just, you know, I don't know. I think it's just StreamYard, because 720p wasn't good at all. So, but again, I'm going to try that with, I'm going to try the Riverside tools. I'm going to try some other tools. I'm going to create some shorts for you guys this week. And I'm going to try to put out a lot of stuff this week. I don't care if I'm following the schedule or not. I got to start making amends with you guys on that. So I'm going to try to create some shorts for you guys this week, for this upcoming week. And you can enjoy those as well, and we can start going big places. I still need to optimize the channel with the settings. I have a video I need to look at I got some homework to do. I got some stuff to do. So this week I'm going to be working on that. We are going to be doing video this week for the CBO of the show. I'm going to be working on that this week as well. I look forward to recording with Larry the next episode of Ghost Rider. So I'm looking forward to him and I sitting down and recording again. You know, we love recording with each other, you know, and I'm going to miss him when he's not here in the studio. So it's going to be really hard to kind of get adjusted to, you know, him being far, far away from me and him recording through the power of Discord. We're going to be using the server. I don't really advertise the Discord server much, but it is there. ChrisBeyondTheWeb.com. You can find it always. And welcome to the new members as well. But I think it's almost everything I have to say about, you know, creating a schedule with your content. And you have to remember, you know, don't do it like three shorts a day, like doing a video every day. You know, you have to remember structure. You have to, you know, like even just start with a week, for crying out loud. Like start with a week. That is the best way to start. Is start with a week. Whoops. Bang my ring. Ow, that hurt. Start with a week. Start with a weekly schedule. Like, okay, I'm going to do videos on, for example, for us, Saturdays, we're doing a video. That's the best way to do it. So, you know, that is our schedule for now. But then you can increase it. And increase it slowly. Don't do it majorly. You know, don't overwhelm yourself. You don't want stress. You don't want that little thing called burnout, because I've experienced it, and let me talk about burnout a little bit. Burnout is when you do too much work, too much content. It is just, you know, it's very, very stressful. It is very stressful, and like, I think even after Entertainment Man goes off air, which probably won't be, mind you, won't be for a very, very long time, because, you know, I'm not planning to stop this podcast anytime soon. But other than that, yes, I'm going to be, just start small and then, you know, continue to build your schedule and then, you know, go from there as well. So that is the most important thing as well. So anyways, that is the episode for today. I'm going to cut it a little bit short from 20 minutes. Well, it's going to be about 20, 21 minutes. That's good enough for me. But thank you guys so much for tuning in to the podcast. Thank you to those listening to the premiere today on the channel. And I appreciate you guys. And if you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe to wherever you're listening to the podcast or watching the podcast on YouTube. Be sure to hit the subscribe button for those on, you know, the audio only side, hit the follow button. And next week, I don't know what I'm doing. I think next week I'm not as shy as I used to be as a podcaster. I'm going to do that episode that I was supposed to do today, because I just came up with a total, you know, whimsical of an idea. And, you know, sometimes I have something in my mind that I just want to talk. And I don't want to just not vent, but I just want to talk about stuff that's happening behind the scenes sometimes. And, you know, and it always comes with a lesson, and it always comes with, you know, teaching you guys something. And especially the whole scheduling thing, I'm really learning the little thing called scheduling and balance in life, and I'm glad I do that and whatnot. So, and I think maybe Fridays, I'll take Fridays off too, because there's nothing much on Fridays too, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But anyways, as always, you can follow Crispy on the Web Media on Facebook. We're on X, again, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys next week for the next episode of the podcast, talking about I'm not as shy as I used to be as a host. And that's going to be a good episode too. We're going to maybe record this early week just so I have it done and ready. But look forward to it. Until then, have a good one, guys. Have a great week. Check out the CBO show. New content coming out in the coming weeks as well. And I'll see you guys next week for an episode of Entertainment Podcast. Bye for now. Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.